Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Peter Jones, and Amy MacDonald in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And as you just heard, we welcome back to fill the fourth chair or the ladies' chair, whichever way you look at it, Amy MacDonald. And once again, she's going to try and pit her wits against our three regular and experienced male players of the game. And once again, I'm going to ask them to speak, if they can, for just a minute on some unlikely subject without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card which is in front of me. And let us begin the show this week with Kenneth Williams. Kenneth, can you talk on my exuberance? What a delightful subject to begin the show with, and will you talk on it now for 60 seconds, starting now?
Quite appropriate for me, because recently I had a nasty pain, and I went to a gentleman who removed it, and I sprang into the street, very exuberant, and cried out, "Dear Mars, this is all we can say. Take one look and throw it away. I know people come. There's always something rotten. Oh, hoist up your skirts and fly. This is my alibi." And all the joyful thoughts that flew through my mind, with lyric coming, and verses, and quadrains, and as Shakespeare says, the remembered snatches of old tunes. It's that old Demosthenes. Oh, the blood was flowing, my adrenaline reeling through the veins, and people passing by said, "Here, you all right?" And I was not deterred, kept right onto the bus stop, flew on the bus, went on the top deck, and
Clement Freud.
Oh, it's a cheap kidney. It really is a nerve. Yes, I come all the way from King's Cross.
Well, you may have
What's
come
the basis of his challenge?
We will hear if you'll give him a chance, Kenneth. 6 seconds ago, Clement got him with a challenge. And what is it, Clement?
Two buses. Bus stop and bus.
Oh, yes. How tough you are. Another 6 seconds, he'd have got 2 points and a resounding round of applause. But Clement, that is a correct challenge, so you gain a point and the subject. You have 6 seconds to go on my exuberance, starting now.
I am, of course, pretty well known for my exuberance.
Clement, Kenneth Williams has
championed. Yeah, he's a complete lie.
Generously fed you a cue there for you to be able to come in beautifully like that, because I entirely agree with you, he's not well known for his exuberance. So we give you a point, Kenneth, for a correct challenge,
there
and
was,
for once, what's that?
It was a rider.
I don't mind whether it was a rider or not. You are not very exuberant, Clement. It
I was
not
going to explain where I was well known.
All right, I've made a decision. I'm going to stick by it. And for once, Kenneth got in with only 2.5 seconds to go, which is very unusual for Kenneth. So we give him a point and the correct challenge and 2.5 seconds starting now.
I was so exuberant on this show, I once took my shirt off and the audience cried out in delight.
Well, at the end of that round, there's absolutely no doubt about it. Kenneth Williams has a commanding lead over everybody else. In fact, hardly anybody else has spoken yet. Clement Freud, will you begin the next round, please? The subject is the small shopkeeper. Will you talk on that for 60 seconds, starting now?
The small shopkeeper is likely to be a man of less than 5'9", which is the average size for managers or employees in such emporio. Alternately, the phrase could be referring to the size of his shop. For instance, a place which is 18 cubic yards or 93 square feet, let alone 463 inches by half a fathom, could possibly
Amy MacDonald has challenged.
A repetition.
Of what?
Well, he keeps talking about some form of size.
Well, that's a delightful challenge, Amy, but he's trying to illustrate to us the small shopkeeper.
Yes, he's talking about 18 such and such. And
yes, but if you'd said, of course, that you couldn't measure a shop by a fathom.
Why not?
Because it would be underwater and the shopkeeper would be drowned.
Thank you, Peter, to help me out. Actually, I think, Amy, it was an incorrect challenge because he was trying to illustrate by size the small shopkeeper and not quite devious enough. So, Clement, you keep the subject. It's a wrong challenge. You have 32 seconds left. The small shopkeeper starting now.
I knew a shopkeeper who was 6'3", but went on all fours.
Peter Jones has challenged.
He has mentioned foot before.
Yes,
when he was
the
giving
other one
us
was
the measurements.
5 foot something.
Oh, he's sharp and he's straight out the knife box. watch him this week, right?
Peter, a correct challenge. So you now have 27 seconds on the small shopkeeper, starting now.
Well, I'm very much on his side, and he should be encouraged. We've got several splendid ones.
Clement Freud is challenged. Why?
Sadism.
What basis in the rules of the game do you challenge?
It's bad enough being a small shopkeeper without having Peter Jones on your side.
An incorrect challenge, but a lovely thought. 23 seconds on the small shopkeeper, Peter, starting now.
The great thing about him is that he is human. You can talk to him.
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
What deviation? The subject is a small shopkeeper. He's saying the great thing about him. I mean, how can it be great if he's a small shopkeeper?
He said the great
thing... Great oaks from little acorns grow.
Is that a filthy crack?
He said the great thing about the small shopkeeper is something else. And that was the point he made, that he's not deviating from the subject. And so he keeps it, and there are 19 seconds on the subject starting now.
He's got interesting comments to make on what is happening in the neighborhood. And he can tell you things about the neighbors. If you ask him, you can discuss...
Amy McDonald has challenged.
A deviation. He stopped talking about the shopkeeper.
Oh, no, Amy. He's definitely talking about the shopkeeper and what he says in the neighborhood, I'm afraid. I have to be accurate. There are 10 seconds left with Peter on the small shopkeeper, starting now.
He's very obliging. If he doesn't have it in stock, he will offer to get it for you, and does. Now, these big places, they don't do anything of the kind. They're run by computers.
Obviously, the small shopkeeper is a friend of Peter Jones because he gained him a considerable number of points in that round. Clement Freud and Kenneth Williams are equal in second case with 2 points. Amy McDonald has yet to score, but she's now going to talk to us on the subject of blushing. And you did just a moment ago so beautifully, Amy. You have 60 seconds on it, starting now.
This actually is a very interesting...
Peter Jones has challenged before she started.
Well, I want to just make a false challenge so that Amy can have a point to be going on with. Need encourager,
Peter, I must point out to you that last time Amy McDonald was with us, she won. She beat you convincingly.
Yeah, and you want to stop sucking up to all these trying to get well in.
Yes, only the chairman's allowed to suck up to the lady contestant, all right?
It was a very nice thought, you must agree.
Oh, yes, and you've got a point for it, too.
Does he do that to all the ladies?
No, only to you.
Oh.
So, he's put you right off your stroke, too, I bet. It's all very clever tactics.
I'm blushing.
Amy, you have 59 and a half seconds. 59 and a half seconds on blushing, starting now.
As I was saying, this is something I just heard about, actually. If you stand in front of a mirror with nothing on, it's terribly interesting because you can see where your blush begins. It's somewhere around the diaphragm area. And it creeps up through the chest, over the shoulders, up the neck, and into the cheeks.
Kevin Freud has challenged.
Nothing much was happening. I was trying to keep the show going.
No.
Or hesitation, I think it's called.
She was waiting for the blush to creep up. That was what it was. It certainly crept with great rapidity, I'm afraid, and you did hesitate. So, Clement, I agree with your challenge. 35 seconds on blushing, starting now.
I saw a shop window the other day in which there was a notice which said, "Blushing? Come to the Wigmore Hall every other Thursday." I felt this was a very strange request, because to come in alternate weeks on the fourth day of the seven-day span...
Peter, you managed to get in first.
Oh, did I? Hesitation.
Hesitation, yes. He was going so magnificently, you couldn't believe he had paused. Peter, I agree with your challenge. You have a point, you have 10 seconds, and you have blushing starting now.
It's something you don't see very often nowadays. I suppose in the permissive society, less things cause people's blood to rush to their faces than used to.
Speaking then, when the whistle went, so he gained the extra point. And by the way, if you don't already know it, the whistle does tell us that 60 seconds is up. And if you haven't already been told in a letter, Ian Messiter blows the whistle for us. Kenneth Williams, will you begin the next round? The subject, Sporus. You nod. Fine, you must know something about it. 60 seconds.
I didn't quite hear. What was it again?
Sporus.
Not your subject. Wash your ears out, mate.
Nerd. Well, if I don't find out from him what you're talking about, I'll never know.
Oh, thank you.
We all know his friends are out front tonight, don't we?
He pays them.
Oh, it's a great show tonight.
Goes up and down the queue, he does. Then you're not cold, are you?
What?
I'll get you in the warm. I saw him saying to a woman, I'll get you in the warm. Outside here.
It's a bit embarrassing as he already had Emma McDonald in the warm here as well. Right, all the knives are out. The jackets will be off soon. Kenneth, will you begin on Sporus starting now?
Well, there are two people to whom one can attribute this name. I suppose historically it rightly belongs to the effeminate favourite of the Emperor Nero. They got married in Corinth. This boy had a wig on and nobody knew it wasn't the real thing. He said it was an incredible likeness to Poppaea, who of course was the wife in bygone days. It was also the name Sporus, which was used by Pope to satirize Lord Harvey, who was then a minister in the government of the day, in a thing called the Epistle to Dr. Arbuthnot, which contains some very, it's absolutely true, interesting lines, including a marvellous couplet about who breaks a butterfly upon a wheel, which is really what's been happening to me on this show. I've been treated like a load of rubbish.
Started with the subject, he finished with it without being interrupted, though Peter did challenge just on the whistle. He got and he gets a point for speaking when the whistle went, an extra point for speaking without being interrupted, and obviously Ian Mester thought of the subject specially for him because he's well informed. Everything he said was correct, except for the bit about the butterfly. And that was devious, and I'm sure Peter challenged, but a second or half a second too late. Clement Freud, will you begin the next round? The subject is My Cellar. 60 seconds starting now.
My cellar contains an unusual assortment of rats, mice, butterflies, cockroaches, wine, and beetles. Also bottles of cider, crates of beer, and a ton.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Hesitation.
I would certainly agree.
I would, too.
Yes. There are 45 seconds on my cellar, Peter, starting now.
We haven't got very much in our cellar. The plaster's falling off the walls and from the ceiling so that the rafters are not obscured any longer. And there's dirt on the floor, I regret to say, plus a number of things that we've thrown out of the upper part of the house, like old cardboard boxes and bits of raffia, dress...
Amy McDonald has challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, I would agree.
You have
a point for a correct challenge, and you have 23 seconds on My Cellar, starting now.
In my cellar, I unfortunately have the most enormous spiders. They're about 8 inches in diameter and really quite ugly. In order to swat one of those, one can't get too close because...
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
The whole thing is deviation. There are no spiders in a cellar that are 8 inches in diameter.
How do you know? You've never been to my cellar.
I happen to know the species of spiders that are popular in Great Britain. It doesn't include anything that size apart from what's in the zoological department.
Oh, that's not true.
It is true.
I've
been to the zoo. I've seen the biggest one they've got. 8 inches in diameter.
I don't mean the body.
You mean from leg to leg?
You said 8 inches in diameter.
Yes, well, the whole thing with its legs and everything.
Well, even a tarantula right out, dear, is only 3 inches.
Is this your cellar in Caracas?
Listen, a tarantula come right out of a load of bananas at me. So I happen to know.
Actually, Amy, he is correct. That's a huge spider, which you would never get in this country.
She's told lies. Look at her face.
Right. Lies.
Gone red. Yes, you can see.
She's actually helped me out because she lifted up the ashtray.
They're about that big. What's that?
I would say six inches.
Kenneth,
I agree with your challenge, so you have 8 seconds on My Cellar starting now.
My cellar is two things, actually, the salt and the pepper, and invaluable they are. Oh, the joy of a boiled egg and a bit of salt on.
Kenneth Williams was then speaking when the whistle went. He got the extra point.
So I'm in the lead. No. So I'm in the lead now, right?
You are leading Clement Freud.
What do you mean by that?
You're behind Peter Jones, who's way in the lead, and has been ever since the second
round. Something funny's going on here.
Amy MacDonald, will you begin the next round? The subject is My Lot. Will you talk about My Lot starting now?
On my lot, there are things about 4 inches in diameter. Crawl from plant to plant. And end up in a
Clement Freud is challenged.
I didn't hear anybody buzz.
I know he's buzzed. He's got a very silent buzzer, Clement Freud has. He presses his buzzer very silently, so you hardly hear it. He sort of sneaks in with his challenges. What is it, Clement?
Repetition.
Of what?
Plant to plant.
Yes, I know. Rather unfair, wasn't it? She hardly got
going. Oh, yes, we were talking about that before, day to day and all that.
Yes, what a pity. All right, Clement, I must be accurate with the rules of the game. You have a point. You have 51 seconds. My lot, starting now.
My lot is a particularly unenviable one because I make decent challenges and am permanently overridden by a man who calls himself chairman for some unaccountable reasons employed by the British Broadcasting Corporation to make them look idiot.
Emma MacDonald has challenged.
I can't hear him, actually.
Amy, I wouldn't mind it.
Deafness is a certain...
It's very unfair. His buzzer are in
order. She'll never on the show. She's deaf. She can't hear.
Amy, don't say anything, because no matter what your challenge would have been, I would give it to you after the things he's been saying about the chairman. So, Amy, you have a point, because I'm... Because the chairman occasionally can use the unique situation that he's in, and he can overrule it and say, Amy MacDonald has a point, and there are 35 seconds on my lot starting now.
There are bushes and trees, a garage, some earth, a summer house, a little crazy paving path.
Clement Freud came in first.
And a long pause.
Yes. But she didn't say it, alas, she just did it. So you have 25 seconds on my lot, Clement, starting now.
In Australia, where I was once privileged to visit and travel from Perth to Sydney, my lot was incredible because the entire Antipodean people took against me right from my first encounter with...
Amy MacDonald has challenged.
He's always putting himself down, have you noticed?
Yes, I know. Actually, he was putting me down last time. I had noticed that as well. So what is your challenge, Amy?
Well, I just think it's sad.
Give Amy MacDonald a point, because I do think it's very sad that he puts the chairman down as well as...
You're handing round points like a man with no arms, you are. You want to stick to the rule. Game. He's gone red. Look at his face. He's gone red. He knew he was doing wrong. Should have had that blushing before, shouldn't he?
I have, I'm allowed to...
Yeah, she's gone red. Look at him. He's blushing like mad.
If I was to say to the same to you, people do, have you noticed? You've just got to go up to someone and say, you're blushing, you know. Look, you're blushing, and they do. Clement Freud, you're not blushing because you can't.
Because I don't have any points.
You have 7 seconds for an incorrect... you have an incorrect challenge point and 7 seconds on my lot starting now.
Last week I took my lot to the bank and asked for a receipt, at which the manager was exceedingly annoyed and said, how dare you demand any...
Clement Freud was then speaking when the whistle went. He's increased his position behind Peter Jones, who's still in the lead.
Increased my position.
Yes, you've increased your position.
No, we're all friends. Now, look.
I know we are.
Oh, no, let no discord mar the harmony of this gathering. Oh, I'm full of joy and all these lovely... No, there's no malignity. No, I assure you.
I think you're doing a great job, Nicholas. I still am in the lead, aren't I?
Peter, you're definitely in the lead. And after Kenneth's last remarks, the next subject could not be more apt. It is cheek. And we get plenty of that on this program, so Peter, will you talk on it for 60 seconds, starting now?
Not an easy word to define. Perhaps it would be better to think of an example. It's exemplified, really, by the fly crawling up the leg of the elephant intent on rape. Now, this is an arrogant situation for an insect to be in.
I've never known a thought take so long to penetrate an audience. him as long as it took the fly to climb out the neck of the ape. But during that long pause, Kenneth Williams challenged.
Well, I thought he
hesitated. Yes, he did. He more than hesitated, and well, he might. Kenneth, I agree with your challenge. You have 31 seconds on cheek, starting now.
Well, it's exemplified when somebody interrupts me in the middle of the flow.
Kenneth Royd is challenged. Why?
Repetition of I have what is known as.
Well, I had to, because the laugh drowned it, you see.
I know, but there's some trouble.
Excuse me, I challenged as well. We're not getting mixed up.
You keep on doing it wrong, dear.
Amy, there's one thing I can say with certainty. We could never mix you up with Clement Royd.
But they are very quiet. I can hardly hear them. I can't hear his buzzer.
Auntie,
and the lighting isn't too good. I've only got your word for it. They're over there.
And Peter Jones press with more strength. Clement, can you press more strongly just to show that you can make a noise? Thank you.
Will you please... I didn't hear that the last time.
No, will you please do that in future to help not only the listeners but also Amy McDonald and Peter Jones, because they can't see you so far away. And what was the challenge now? I have to give it to you, I'm afraid. You must try and keep going, even if you've entertained them as well, okay?
I appreciate that, Nicholas.
Oh, you are. Clement, you have a point. You have 20 seconds on cheek, starting now.
Midway between my chin and the right-hand side of my forehead, you would be very likely to find the centre of my cheek.
Amy McDonald has challenged. Why?
Well, he's talking like he's only got one cheek.
He sometimes looks as if he's only got one cheek as well. But I'm afraid he has got two cheeks, and even if he only had one cheek, as long as he's talking about cheek, he's not deviating from the subject on the card. So he has another point, and he has 12 seconds to keep going on cheek, starting now.
To go up to the Prime Minister and accuse him of spending the government money on purchasing small boats with which he doesn't sail particularly well would be an act...
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I didn't realise what he was going to say after that. I didn't realise he was qualifying it. I was going to say it's a disgrace to say such a thing, but of course I didn't realise he was qualifying, so I withdraw the challenge.
I don't even know what challenge you're withdrawing.
Oh, well, good.
But the awful thing is, Kenneth, this is the last round, I've just been informed, because we have no more time. There are 2 seconds to go, and if Clement Royd gets any more points, he'll win, and I don't want him to win this week.
Well, it was, I'm sorry, it was an incorrect challenge.
Well, I have to give him a point then, and he keeps going for 2 seconds on cheek, starting now.
Cheek of a very high order.
Just a minute, so let me give you the final score at the end of the show this week. And Amy McDonald finished in fourth place. She was blushing a little, but she did very well, and we loved having you with us, Amy, again. Kenneth, you did not quite so well. You were in third place, a little ahead of Amy, but we always enjoy having you with us. And Peter Jones, it's a great joy to have you with us as well.
It's a joy to have everyone on this. Yeah.
You were in second place when at one time you looked to be our certain winner, and at last challenge put Clement Royd into the lead, and our winner is Clement Royd. We do hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute. From all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.